What's going on, guys? Chris Schuber, Jamie Eisner here, back to preview another game, the second game on the day today. That is going to be the Utah Jazz taking on the Houston Rockets. The Rockets have a 2-1 series lead after the Jazz just didn't show up for game three. A bunch of no-shows is what I've been calling them. And Utah, if they're going to make this a series, if this series is going to go at least six, they are going to need to win today in order to make that a guarantee. Where do you want to start here?
I'm just disappointed, Chris. I talked up the Utah Jazz. I talked up the Utah Jazz.
My team.
We thought that game three was going to be the moment in which they said, you know what, they might not win the series, they're probably not going to win the series, but coming off of all the momentum of game two, they're at home for game three, they're going to really, really have a strong effort.
No.
And they got run out of the gym.
Yeah.
Losing by 21. They looked awful.
I think 21's generous.
Yeah, they lost by 21 and it wasn't that close.
Ricky Rubio questionable for
today's
game.
No, he's not going to play.
This is not going to
play.
So he's been questionable all morning, so he's not going to play, which is a huge difference because they have been basically running Donovan Mitchell out there at the point guard spot, and he had a really good game too. What did he have, 11 assists in that game? A game that he really couldn't get his himself going scoring-wise, was in foul trouble, was getting his teammates involved. That was really the big key. They were knocking down open shots. The big thing here is Houston's two wins in this series are by explosive first quarters, by a team that has that explosive nature in their offense. But, I mean, look, their name are the Rockets. Of course they're explosive. They're getting off to good starts in these games. That's what Utah needs to stop. They need to slow them down, make it difficult, make it a grind for them. And even if Utah's not knocking down their shots early, if they make it difficult for Houston, they're going to have a chance.
I have a bold prediction for this game. If Houston scores 70 in the first half again, they will win again.
Yeah, that's...
That's to your point. You cannot... They got 39 in the first quarter, 31 in the second. You cannot allow them to get into the 30s early in this game.
No, let's give it to a comparison of the game that we're watching right now as we speak. The Warriors had a bad first quarter and dropped 39.
Yes.
But they didn't have that great of a second quarter.
Yeah.
New Orleans was able to make the adjustments. That's what Utah needs to do. You can let them have a great quarter. I would prefer it to not be the first quarter, because if they get off to a hot start, look out.
And the problem is, as good of a team as Utah is, they can't run with Houston offensively. They just can't.
No.
So they need to stifle them. They need to make this they need to slow this game down, make it more defensive, because Utah can play defense worlds better than Houston can. The problem is, when Houston's clicking on all cylinders, they can't keep up. Utah is not a team built to come back from a deficit in the teens.
No, it's not. They're not, and that's why
Especially without Rubio.
Yeah, and that's why the first quarter is so important, because sometimes, and we've seen this throughout the postseason, we saw it even in the Thunder series, Utah is slow out of the gates at times, where they just don't knock down shots and they have to rely on their defense in order to keep themselves in it. So if that's going to be the case, if they are going to do that, if they are going to struggle that way, then they got to pick it up on the other end of the floor. They got to pick up those rebounds and not give Houston second chance opportunities. They have to eliminate open shots and not let the Rockets get into a rhythm 3-point wise, because if you can slow them down early, you're going to have a chance.
And to your point, they got down 17 in game three. They got down 13 in game one after one quarter.
You can't put yourself in a double-digit deficit in every game and expect to do it.
And actually, low-key, they've been terrible in the second quarter in those games, too. Like, they've been bad in the first half of the games that they have lost.
And
I know that seems like, well, of course they were bad in the games they have lost. But this game got away from both game one and game three got away from Utah before halftime. And that's a problem.
And you can't do that against a very good team in Houston that is the top seed in the West for a reason, a team that a lot of people are picking to go to the NBA Finals for a reason, and a team that people are picking to win the championship for a reason. You can't go down double digits, 20, 25 points to the Houston Rockets in the first half. No team is going to be able to come for that back from that. I don't think the Warriors would be able to do it.
At least the Warriors are built to at least have a fighting chance. Utah's not.
No.
Utah can suffocate Houston, but they're not a team. Again, they're not a team built to come back from down 20 at halftime.
And the two players that are going to be most important today, Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, those are the two workhorses of this team. As they go, the rest of the team goes. Prediction.
I think Houston wins this one. I'm not going to make the same mistake twice here.
I will make the same mistake twice. I will pick Utah to even the series up. I do not think they play as bad as they played in Game 3. They make the mess. Quinn Snyder's a good coach. He is not going to get blown out in the way that he did. I'm setting myself up.
I do not think they lose by 20, no, but I do not think they win this game.
I think he makes the necessary adjustments. They make it a closer game, and they're able to rely on Donovan Mitchell down the stretch for some big buckets, so I have them winning. It's going to be interesting. This is a huge game for them, because going down 3-1...
They're not coming back.
I think at that point you pack it up, and that's the season.
You're not a good enough team. It's fine. You're a good team, but right. Houston's a better team. Yes. And you don't come back from 3-1 deficit and, against a better team.
And that's why if Utah is going to shock the Rockets here in this round, and if they are going to make it in a series, it's going to have to be here. It's going to have to be in game four. That's it. We're this game, we're passing off.
Yes.
The post game will be handled by the other crew. Adonis and AK, we're both in the building. And they've shown up early to work today, probably.
They're excited.
They are excited. Because it's a good game. I think they're going to get the better game of the day because we got the boring game.
I hope so because a lot of sloppy basketball in the second round.
It's been very, very bad.
Boston Philly's been very sloppy. The first half of Golden State New Orleans was very sloppy. Yeah. Maybe with lack of fundamentals, Chris.
Yeah, it's the lack of the fundamentals.
It's a lack of I have the ball inside and being able to make an easy layup apparently is lost on these teams.
Utah trying to even up the series 2-2. The Rockets trying to take a commanding 3-1 lead, bringing it back to Houston where they can close out and punch their ticket to the Western Conference Finals. Should be a good one. We'll talk to you guys later.